You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. One of the biggest names in nuclear energy around the globe has just declared Chapter 11. Westinghouse has built or helped build half the nuclear reactors in the entire world, but now it is going bankrupt. This raises big questions about atomic energy and how much of a place it has in the U.S. energy mix. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Westinghouse has been helping to build nuclear reactors in Georgia and South Carolina, but they're overdue and some $5 billion over budget. They're the first new reactors in years, and U.S. industry just wasn't geared up for it, says Jesse Jenkins at the MIT Energy Initiative.
We have an atrophied supply chain for manufacturing and construction of nuclear components in the United States. That's a result of not having built any new nuclear reactors for several decades. So Westinghouse had to really rebuild from scratch almost.
On top of that are costs imposed from Washington. Nuclear is carbon-free, but it doesn't get the subsidies wind and solar energy get. Instead, it gets more regulations and safety standards, especially after the meltdown at Fukushima in Japan 6 years ago raised new fears. Consultant Luke Barrett is a former nuclear regulator.
The regulatory requirements are tighter and tighter and tighter all the time post-Fukushima. Generally, society, you know, doesn't want to accept hardly any risk at all, so that tends to drive up costs.
Meantime, the market competition has undercut nuclear. We're talking about natural gas, which is cheap and plenty. Morningstar analyst Charles Fishman considers gas a much better bet.
There's a less risk, which investors like, in building a natural gas plant, and lower capital costs. The negative of a gas plant used to be the higher cost of natural gas, and we're just not seeing that right now.
A decade ago, the experts predicted a nuclear renaissance in America. Now, no new projects are expected anytime soon. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.